今天我们继续的讲呢，我的羊听我的声音。
Today we'll continue to talk about my sheep listens to my voice.
如果神允许的话，我们花一段时间一个阶段呢，我们要从新约旧约来看，我们怎么样来听神的声音。
If God allows, we're going to look from the Old Testament to the New Testament to see how we should listen to the voice of our Lord.
我们知道现在真的是末世，在末世的时候，我们要紧紧的跟随我们的耶稣，要听见他的声音，这是非常重要的。
But we know it's the end times. So during the end times, we need to know how important it is to know and listen to the voice of our Lord.
那今天我们翻开《民数记》十二章。
Today we're going to turn to Numbers 14.
12.
Numbers chapter 12.
我们过去曾经讲了亚当夏娃还有亚伯拉罕还有这个约瑟他们怎么样来跟随神听神的声音。
We talked about how Adam and Eve and Abraham and Moses, and Joseph, how they listened to the voice of the Lord.
今天我们要讲一下摩西还有亚伦米利亚当时摩西的这样一个团队怎么样来听神的声音。
So today we're going to talk about Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, how they listen to the voice of the Lord as a team.
那我们先把这个圣经来读一遍。那你如果有英文的话呢，你自己来读。
So we're going to read over Numbers chapter 12. If you read in English, you can read it on your own.
今天是民数记十二章 Numbers 12. 我读中文。你英文呢？你自己一句一句来读，好吧
？So Numbers chapter 12. If you read in English, you read it on your own.
摩西娶了古示女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古示女子就回谤他，说：“难道耶和华当与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？”这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说：“你们三个人都出来，到会幕这里。”他们三个人就出来了。耶和华在云柱中建立，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利暗，二人就出来了。耶和华说：“你们切听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异现中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样。”他是在我全家境中的，我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们诽谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上而开了。不料米利暗长了大麻风，有靴那样白。亚伦一看见米利暗长了大麻风，就对摩西说：“我主啊，求你不要因我们愚昧犯罪，便见这罪加在我们身上。求你不要使他像那畜牧妇肉已半烂的死胎。”于是摩西哀求耶和华说：“神啊，求你医治他。”耶和华对摩西说：“他父亲若吐唾沫在他脸上，他岂不蒙羞七天吗？现在要把他在营外光锁七天，然后才可以领他进来。”于是米利暗光锁在营外七天，百姓没有行路，只等到把米利暗领进来。以后百姓从哈西路起行，在巴兰的旷野安营。那我觉得还是请安娜把英文也读一遍，在读英文的时候呢，请中文的人来默想一下，好吧？这段经文非常非常重要。
So I'm going to read in English as well. So while I'm reading, so those who read in Chinese, you can read again and meditate on this chapter. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this.Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance of the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When both of them stepped forward, he said, "Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from the from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous like snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had leprosy, and he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly and committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Oh God, please heal her." Then the Lord replied to Moses, "If her father has spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back." So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move until she was brought back. After that, the people left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran.
我不知道大家读了这一章的时候，你的第一个感受是怎么样的？
So after you read this chapter, what is your what do you feel at first?
那有人可能读到呢，说哇，神向摩西讲话呢是清清楚楚的讲话，啊，就是面对面讲话，啊，这多好啊！
So to some people, you may think that, how great it is that the Lord speak directly to Moses face to face.
那有人看到哦，亚龙和这个米利安这些先知呢，他们以异梦和异象来领受神的话，好多人都渴望用异梦和异象来领受神的话。
And some of you might say, okay, so people like Marian and Aaron, they receive revelations through visions and dreams. So it's really good to receive through dreams and visions.
有的人可能看到，哎呦，神为什么这样来袒护摩西啊？这样的袒护摩西。
So to some of you, you might think, oh, how come the Lord protected Moses in this way.
那有人可能从这段话里面听到的呢，就是神为什么对这样一个毁谤摩西的亚龙和米利安，他们也是先知，这样严厉，这有点过分了吧？
So some of you might think, okay, how come the Lord was so strict with Aaron and Miriam? Isn't that too severe? The punishment isn't that too severe?
那有人可能读到的说，那摩西娶了一个古示女子，米利安和亚伦为什么又就借着这个来回报他呢？这不是奇怪吗？
So some of you might say, how come Moses, I mean, sorry, Aaron and Miriam will defy Moses because of he had married a Cushite wife?
古示女子呢，就是皮肤比较黑，那个时候他的老婆希巴拉是米甸人，皮肤比较黑。
People from Cush, they have darker skins. So his wife have a darker skin, maybe not very.
孩子刚才说他们是 racist, 就是有种族歧视，可能就是有种族歧视。
So my kids were saying they are racist. Probably Aaron and Miriam are racist against other people.
有人可能从这段话里面听到，说是摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。哎呦，摩西这么谦卑，要学他的谦卑。
So to some people, they may see that, oh, it says Moses was very humble man, even more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. So we have to learn from him to be humble.
有人可能读到这里说这个民数记是摩西自己写的，自己写自己是世界上最谦卑的人，是不是最骄傲？
So some people might say, okay, since Numbers were written by Moses, so isn't that very arrogant way to say that, oh, myself is the most humble man on the earth?
今天如果王炳牧师今天给大家讲，我是王炳牧师是世界上最谦卑的人。你怎么想？
So if I'm here today, I'm saying, okay, me, I'm Pastor Bing, and I am the most humble man on the face of the earth. So what do you think?
但是这你知道民书记是摩西自己写的吗？
So did you know that Numbers was actually written by Moses?
那有人可能看到呢，他说，哦，摩西在全家敬中，神给他说呢，他在全家敬中啊。
So to some people, you might think, okay, here it says, okay, my servant Moses is faithful in all my house. So how great it is to be faithful in the Lord's house.
那有人可能读到第八节说，神说怎么样呢？他说，我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用比喻。你们回谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？那为什么他们要惧怕呢？他们汇报一下摩西就要惧怕吗？
So maybe you will question the verse number eight. It says, okay, why then you are not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So you might ask, why should we be afraid of when we speak against Moses?
有人可能读到十三节说呀，摩西这时候他不但不生气，反而为这个米利安来求耶和华。哇，他真的是一个很谦卑的人，很有爱心的人。
To some people, when you read verse 13, you will say, okay, so not only Moses wasn't angry, he was actually praying for Miriam. So that shows that he's actually a very humble man.
有的人可能读到十一节说，亚伦怎么在祷告的时候对着摩西讲呢？说我主啊，求你不要因我们愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我们的身上。他对摩西讲，他不是先知吗？为什么不对神讲呢？
And when you read verse 11, here it says Aaron was actually praying to Moses, I mean saying to Moses, please my Lord, how come he was asking Moses instead of asking the Lord?
他不是先知吗？
Isn't he a prophet?
那有人可能读到这里说，神为什么让米利安长大麻风，不得一个别的病呢？
And you might ask, well, how come Miriam became had leprosy, not other diseases?
那有的人可能说，为什么神这个时候不听摩西讲，摩西的祷告？神常常听摩西的祷告，但这是说不行，就让他迎来光说几天。
So you may also ask, how come this time Lord did not listen to the prayer of Moses? And here he say, no, he has to be confined for 7 days. And she has to be confined.
是不是神非常生气，米利安不爱他呢？
So is it because the Lord was very angry at Miriam and not loving her?
那事实上不管你怎么读呢，这是神的话真的非常非常的丰富。非常非常的就是说他这个神借着每一句话对我们的讲话。
So no matter how you interpret this chapter, this is from the Lord, the words from the Lord. So the chapter is speaking to us.
那有一点呢大家要注意的，就是说神向我们讲话呢，他的神的本性就是爱。
So one thing you have to be sure of, when the Lord is speaking to us, his character, out of his character is love.
那圣经里面讲的神就是爱。
Bible says, Lord is love, God is love.
就像爱因斯坦讲的，就是爱因斯坦在创造的背后没有恶意。
Like Albert Einstein has said, that the reason behind creation was no evil.
但是爱因斯坦就说发现这个狭义相对论和广义相对论以后呢，发现这个宇宙啊真的是从一点爆炸出来的，当时非常的吃惊，他就讲到这样一个话语，就是创造背后没有恶意。
So after finding out about relativity, yeah, so he said the reason behind creation was no evil.
啊，他当时也讲了另外一句话，就是说 ，the universe has a beginning and a beginner. The beginner is a super reasoning power.
那他之前也讲说，就是宇宙创造的时候有一个开始，也有一个开始的人，开始的人。那，然后呢？是
这个开始的这个开始者呢，是一个 super reasoning power。
那这个开始人就是这个是一个有一个超能力的，
超然智慧的啊，
就超然智慧的东西，
智慧的神就是这个意思。
嗯，
那就是说，在这个不管是科学家还是不管是我们认识神的人呢，就发现神的本性里面就是智慧，就是爱。
So whether from scientists or people like us who believe of Christ, we know that God is full of wisdom and love.
请阿文把那个图像放出来，好吧
？So we'll ask Alvin to turn on the slide.
那所以我们解读圣经的时候呢，一定要从神的爱来解读。
So when we train to understand the Bible, we need to understand it from the perspective of love.
那今天呢，更重要的是我们要从耶稣的角度去解读。
But most important of all, we're gonna read this through the perspective from Jesus Christ.
就是从一个神的救赎的角度去读它。
And the salvation of the Lord.
那神的每一个动作，每一个这样事情呢，都是为了救赎。
So every action that he made is for our salvation.
那今天我们呢讲到，就是说神呢会通过异梦异象向先知来讲话。
So we're gonna talk about how the Lord is going to speak to us through visions and dreams.
那他也是为一个好的目的。
For a good purpose.
就是为了建造神的百姓。过去就是以色列的百姓，现在就是基督的身体，教会。
So the purpose is to build up the body. So in the past, to build up the nation of Israel, but for now, it's to build up the body of the Christ.
今天再次的要拯救世人，所赐下的一切恩赐都是为了拯救世人。
So he is here to bring us salvation for the whole people.
那神向摩西讲话呢，就是清清楚楚的讲话呢。也是为了他能够带领以色列的人民，就是经过旷野进入应许之地。
So the reason why the Lord was speaking directly to Moses, not through riddles and other stuff, was because he wants Moses to lead his people out from Egypt into the promised land.
神向摩西清清楚楚的讲话，让他写下了摩西五经，就是前面最前面的五本书啊。是为了让以色列人呢，这个全世界的人有这个律法的根基，有神的话语。
So the reason why the Lord was speaking directly to Moses and is to help him to able to write the first five books of the Bible, so that he can reveal himself to not only Israel but to the whole people on earth.
你想想以色列这样一个民族，他们的先祖都是放羊的人，从亚伯拉罕，从以撒、雅各，甚至大卫、摩西都是放羊的人。放羊的人就是世界上最没有学问的人，最没有技能的人。
So, the ancestors of Israelites, they are all shepherds. They usually shepherds, they don't have a lot of education.
但是你要经过摩西的带领，绑绑了律法，经过旷野。红海的道路，最后进成立以色列王国的时候，到大卫和所罗门的时代，以色列已经成为最强盛的国家，而且所罗门是最有智慧的王。
So, the leadership of Moses, they've been through the desert and into the promised land, and they have the Bible, they have built up the system, and by the time that they have David as a king and the nation. So Solomon, the son of David, became the wisest king in the whole earth.
今天在世界各地啊，的犹太人，就是从各个这个阶层都是 他们都是贡献是巨大的。
So in our society, the Hebrews are the Israelites are in different areas of their occupation that are usually on the top of the system.
今天在科学界，这诺贝尔奖的很多人，很大一部分都是犹太人。
So, you know, in the scientific field, a lot of people who had the Nobel Prize are being owned by the Israelites.
刚才我讲的爱因斯坦是一个犹太人。
Earlier I mentioned that Albert Einstein is also a Hebrew.
啊，就是这个最早这个原子弹的这个发明人奥本海默还有费米都是犹太人。
And also the inventors of physics bombs.
Atomic bombs
are also, Israel.
那不管怎么讲，就是说，因着这样一个，摩西的这样一个清楚的从神那里听，颁布了从神来的这个律法呢，就是以色列人从一个最就是没有文化的一个民族，变成了世界上最优秀的民族。
So through speaking directly to Moses, Moses was able to bring the laws and the institutions into the Israelites. So that's why they became a very high educated people, like from way from their ancestors.
那从这里你就知道，就是说摩西对于神是多么的重要。
So you can see how important that Moses was to the Lord.
神所拣选的这样一个忠心的仆人对神是多么的重要。
So the person who was chosen, hand chosen by the Lord, who was faithful and dedicated, so how important that his role is.
你要知道神在找他能够面对面讲话的人能找到是多么的重要。
Do you know how important it is for the Lord to find a person that he can speak directly to?
今天不是说神不向我们面对面讲话，神愿意向任何一个人面对面讲话，我相信。
So I believe that the Lord is willing to speak to anybody face to face.
那我在前面讲过，就是说神在亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他找他们还是面对面讲话，但是亚当夏娃听不懂。
So earlier I mentioned that when Adam and Eve they sinned.The Lord trying to talk to them face to face, but they hid themselves.
他们耳朵能听懂，但是心里听不懂。
They can listen, they can hear with their ears, but they cannot understand with their heart.
那神为了让人呢，就是说不被他的这样一个威严，他的这个圣洁所来审判呢，他通过一种模糊的方式来讲话，通过创造来讲话。
Because the Lord cannot speak directly to us because of His holiness, a lot of people we cannot face His holiness. That's why He chose to speak to us through other ways, say the creation.
所以神好多时候要找他的代言人，通过人来讲。
A lot of times He has to find His ambassadors, people to speak as a medium to us.
但是这里讲的呢，就是说他，向着摩西呢是嘴对嘴讲话，面对面讲话。原文里面是嘴对嘴讲话 ，mouth to mouth。
So in the original text here it says, the Lord speak to Moses face to face or mouth to mouth.
那这个原因呢，神讲的非常清楚，因为他在全家是尽忠的，就是他什么事情上都是忠心的。
The reason was simple because he says that Moses was faithful in all his house.
事实上，今天我们好多人科目能够清清楚楚地听到神的声音，其实条件非常的简单，就是你是不是一个忠心的人。
So a lot of us wanting to hear the Lord face to face, and very simple, have you been faithful in all his house?
那从我们过去从一个悖逆神外邦人。到被耶稣拯救，到清清楚楚听到话，这个对一些人呢路程非常的短，对另一些人呢路程非常的长。
So from a rebellious people, till you know the Lord and become baptized, and become understanding him and listening to his voice. So to some people, this journey may be very short, but to some other people, the journey may be a long, long process.
对，另外一些人呢，可能在他有生之年，神都不会向他清楚的讲，但是 it's okay.
So maybe to some group of people in his life, the Lord will never ever speak directly to him, but it's still okay.
因为神是爱我们的，他只要通过耶稣拯救我们，我们还是他的儿女。
Because the Lord loves us, as long as we're being saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are his children.
但是呢，好多人是科目清清楚楚地听到神讲话。
But to most people, we longing to hear clearly the voice of the Lord.
那我也碰到很多人，他们不希望神清清楚楚地向他们讲话。
But I have met people that they do not want to hear the voice of the Lord.
他们只想听他们要听的。
They only want to hear what they want to hear.
So it's okay too, 因为神还是爱你。
Yeah, that's okay as well because the Lord still loves you.
但是呢，人要经历很多的苦难，因为好多时候听不见神圣的声音的时候呢，世界上面对一个复杂的世界呢，他要就是受很多的苦。
You will have to suffer a lot because in this world, when there's suffering and you cannot hear his voice, there will be a lot of traumas.
那事实上，关于听神的话这件事情呢，这里举了一个例子，就是米利安和亚伦他们是先知呢，他们也能够听到神的讲话，就说神通过一梦一现向他们讲话。
So here, Marian and Aaron, they are the prophet of the Lord. They also hear the voice of the Lord through visions and dreams.
但是他们的内心深处有些东西呢，从亚当来的东西呢，需要被医治、被对付。
But the things that from him, from Adam and Eve, those things needs to be healed and needs to be corrected.
他们听到神的声音，神用他们作为先知。这样来服侍神，这是非常好的。
So it's good that they've been chosen by the Lord and to serve the Lord in dreams and visions.
但是呢，他们因着这样的恩赐呢，撒旦来试探他们，他们可以来高举自己。
So because of that, the Satan was tempted, was tempting them to try to what elevate themselves.
那他们对这时候对摩西的这个权柄呢，开始质疑。他回谤的目的就是说让人呢不要太信摩西。回谤这个词的意思就是说在别人的眼里面种下不信任。
So, but they were trying to, 这怎么翻译回来They were trying to, to,
就是 basically, make people, trust Moses less.
So, okay. So they are trying to defy Moses so that people wouldn't trust Moses so much, basically.
那这就是撒旦的一种攻击来的时候呢，他为什么要让摩西来这个贬低摩西，就是抬高自己。
So why are they trying to do that? Because they're trying to put themselves in a higher position.
那这个问题不是因为他们看到一梦一现的缘故，而是说人呢，那内心的好多的东西呢，必须要被神来显露出来，要得医治。
So the reason why is that there's a lot of things that inside of us has to be revealed so that the Lord can help us and heal us.
那这个例子举出来呢，神把这些东西暴露出来呢，神就要来医治他们。
So when the Lord exposes these things, the Lord is there to heal them, trying to heal them.
那我说医治呢，你说我在乱讲，明明是让这个米利亚得病，他说他是医治。
So you may say, okay, I'm just like a blemishing because when I say the word healings, but instead Miriam got sick and she got the leprosy.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道神爱人的时候呢，他怎么样来医治他呢？就像一个大夫一样，想要把病要显明出来。
So you know why, when the Lord trying to heal someone, just like a doctor, they need to first expose the wound, the sickness first.
那所以你知道这个摩西和亚伦这样一个问题，要贬低摩西这样一个问题，就是说想要把自己抬高这样一个举动呢，他必须要得医治，因为撒旦就是抬高自己。
So the act of trying to defile Moses and try to elevate themselves is a sin, is a disease that just like Satan trying to put himself in a high position.
那神怎么样来医治他呢？为什么要让米利亚得大麻风呢？
So how was the Lord able to heal them? How come Miriam got leprosy?
你要知道，当一个人回谤另一个人的时候呢，就是让别人来远离他，别人不信任他，啊，别人远离他。
So you know, like when someone's trying to say things about the other person, they are trying to let the other people to distance from that person.
你知道大麻风是一种什么病吗？
Do you know what kind of disease is a leprosy?
大麻风是一种皮肤上的一种病呢，非常的难看，非常的恶心。啊，皮肤就发烂发白。
So it's a condition on the skin, and so the flesh will kind of look like rotten.
在旧约里面，如果一个人得大麻风呢，以色列人就说他肯定是一个罪人。
So in the Old Testament, so if someone got the leprosy, and then in Israel's culture, they think that this person had sinned.
所以神呢，让人得大麻风呢，就让所有的人知道你是一个罪人，有罪。
So when someone got the leprosy, so everyone will know that you are a sinner.
第二个呢，就是说所有的人见了你呢，就要跑，就要远离你，因为它是传染性。
Because it's infectious, so anyone that sees you that you have leprosy, they will run away from you.
所以呢，神用的这种方法就是来医治他，让他知道什么叫做回谤。回谤是一种病，让人远离这个人。但是呢，人远离你的时候是什么样的感受？
So that's why the Lord gave Marian leprosy, because he wants to teach her how it feels when people are trying to run away from you.
啊。别人认为你是罪人的时候是什么感受？
So if other people say you are a sinner, so how does it make you feel?
而且神这种管教呢是非常的坚决。
So this kind of punishment or is very severe.
Discipline
is very, discipline is
quite severe. 所以摩西祷告呢，神不听的。
So that's why when Moses pleads with the Lord didn't listen.
就说这神呢，作为一个父亲，对儿女的管教呢，必须要进行到底。
So as a father, that when the Lord trying to discipline his children, this has to be done to the end.
所以米利亚被关起来七天，直到他的大麻风好了以后，整个以色列人都要不能往前走。
That's why Mary was locked up for 7 days, and the whole Israelite camp was staying there because of her.
那这是要让米利暗和亚龙知道，就是说，深深的要知道什么叫做被人回谤，什么叫做被人远离。
So here is the Lord is trying to teach them.What does it feel when someone trying to desert you?
所以让他知道摩西作为神的仆人，你要去尊重他。
So that they teach, he was here to teach them as a servant of the Lord. So you should respect the servant.
那这个对亚伦米利亚的管教，这是神出自于爱。
So this is out of love.That the Lord was here to discipline Marian and Aaron.
那我为什么这样讲呢？我自己也像米利亚一样被神管教过。
So why do I say that? Because I was also disciplined by the Lord, just like Marian.
但是我今天非常要感谢神，为什么呢？因为他这样一种这个管教呢，让我真的谦卑下来，能够去理解每一位人，去能够去保护每一位人。
So why do I say that? Because after the Lord disciplined me, so then I know how to understand other people in the same shoe.
我记得我刚信主的时候呢，我一信主非常的火热。 我第一天就买了这个英文的什么圣经词典 dictionary commentary the classical 就开始读。
So I remember when I first became a Christian, I was so on fire with the Lord. And the very first day I bought the dictionary for the Bible.
Yeah,
so before I was even baptized, I had read several times, the Bible several times.
所以那时候是牧师讲到我都看不打起。
So I don't really listen to when the pastor speaks.
其实牧师讲的是什么东西啊？都是错的，讲的根本就没有我讲的好嘛。
But what is the pastor talking about? It's not even as good as what I can understand. I teach.
有时候讲的就公开的就回来跟他们反驳呀，公开的来这种作对。
So I will trying to to argue with them openly.In public.
有时候不是仅仅是 argue, 有时候 insult, 就是真的
是Not just to argue with them, but sometimes insult them in the open.
我记得在神学院的时候有两次上大课这个教授讲的我觉得他不对我就站起来问他一个问题。他脸红耳赤一点也回答不上在几百人面前。
I remember in the Bible college, and when I hear something that's not right, I will just openly criticize my professor and ask him questions that he cannot answer to the point that his face turned red.
就是有两次，对对，有过这样的事情，就是给教授难堪。
So it happened twice that I gave the professor a hard time.
后来我的悔改，我在主的面前悔改。
And after that, I repent before the Lord.
那后来真的有时候是人看我像大麻风的，因为我这个人太尖锐了，把人的问题会公开的就把人家就抖露出来。
So and to the point that people when they look at me, ask if they are looking at a person with leprosy because I was so sharp, I will point out people's problem like directly.
所以当时我自己觉得我是先知一样，眼睛很亮啊，先知真理。但是呢，最后一个朋友也没有。
I thought myself I was just like a prophet. I know, and I see things so clearly. So I pointed out, but in the end, I didn't even have a friend.
那后来呢？其实也是神给我一梦一现的恩赐啊，这些都有。
And after that, I started to have the gifting of dreams and visions.
但是呢，撒旦有时候会借着我们的恩赐呢，让我们会高举自己。
But a lot of times, Satan will use our giftings and to cause us to stumble.
那失去了这个属灵的遮盖，有时候我们不能听这个牧人的话。
So losing the covering of a spiritual covering.And was not able to listen to the voice of the shepherd.
那这时候呢，就会落在撒旦更大的试探里面，也不会让教会蒙福。有时候带下分裂，不是合一。
So you will fall into the trap, and not only you are not going to bring harmonies, but bring destructions to the church.
那其实这个有很多的例子，我也不能多讲。就是说，有些东西非常非常的 exciting。但是最后呢，带来这个教会的不合与分裂。
There are a lot of examples, but I'm not going to details here. But a lot of people, when they get a lot of giftings from the Lord, but even though it's exciting, but they just bring down divisions in the church.
曾经我们在一个教会里面就说，兴起一些弟兄姐妹就属灵的恩赐来服侍。那服侍后来呢，他们就就分出来成立另外一个教会。
So in the past, there was a group of people that they were using their giftings to minister to the church. But using their giftings, these people start to form another church.
那后来我们就去帮助这个新的教会呢，西安教会，我们一直帮助这个新的教会。有一次我跟这个领袖祷告，我生给我四个意向。我告诉他，第一个最重要的，你要回去跟 原来的教会的牧者长老要来道歉。
So as as the team from Church of Zion were trying to minister to this new church, a group of people. So during our ministry, I had a revelation, and I told them that you have to go back to your church and repent.
那后来不知道他们做没做，但是后来他们自己的建立的教会呢，就有很多的问题。
So I don't know if they have done it or not, but the church that they formed had a lot of problems later on.
那我讲这些的意思呢，不是要让大家惧怕这些属灵的恩赐，这个非常非常重要，不是惧怕。
So the reason why I'm saying this is not causing fear in you about giftings in the Lord.
反过来呢，我们要更加的渴慕他，渴慕他，渴慕这些恩赐。
On the opposite side, we have to be longing for this kind of giftings.
那最主要的，我们要按照神的话呢，要心里面要按照神的话来塑造我们自己的生命，要有爱在里面。
And using the word of the Lord, we need to mold ourselves to have the love of the Lord in us.
当我们有爱的时候，这些恩赐就用在该用的地方。
So when we are full of love, our anointings and giftings will be used in the right places.
就像我们这好多年，我们服侍婚姻家庭里面，我们发现婚姻里面有问题的人，大部分都是非常有恩赐的人，能力非常强的人。
So in the years of ministry in a marriage, so we have seen a lot of marriage that have problems are usually people with a lot of anointings, a lot of giftings and wisdoms.
那不是因为他们的恩赐让他们的婚姻失败，而是因为他们里面的爱，里面的那个态度被撒旦试探了。
So not because their anointings and gifting causing their marriage to fail, but rather because the things that inside of them, the arrogance, things like that, to causing them to have problems in their marriage.
那我也碰到过有的人，就说既有恩赐又有爱，那个真的是很美。
And I also seen people who are full of love and full of anointings and giftings.
大家可能听说过一对传道人夫妇，叫何中科和苏菲云。
So you might heard.
他们的家庭非常有爱，非常有恩赐。
So you might heard this couple.
何中科和苏菲云。
苏菲云 their family is full of love, and also they are also full of anointings.
那何中科是一个大夫，苏菲云也是一个，我忘记了，就他们都是非常天才的人。他的孩子四个孩子都是。九岁上大学，十一岁上大学，都是这样的，就是说，都很厉害。
So Ha Zhongke is a doctor, and they have four children. So four of their children they went to university around age of 9, 11, 13. They are all very advanced.
但是你听何中科和苏菲云讲道呢，讲亲子教育，你知道。他们里面充满了谦卑和爱，把一切荣耀归给神。
When you hear this couple talking, you will see that they are full of love, full of wisdom from the Lord. They are so humble.
那我在所有的亲子教育课程里面，我最佩服的是苏菲勇讲亲子教育。
So, among all these teachings, the one that I really enjoy is the teachings from Su Fei Yun.
如果大家要学亲子教育，我建议大家去听苏菲云的亲子教育。
So you want, if you want the teachings on how to upbringing your children, I advise you to listen to her.
在这样一个有恩赐的这对夫妇的讲道里面，你听到的就是满满的爱啊，那种谦卑。
So even they are full of anointings and giftings, but when you hear their teachings, it's full of love and humbleness.
没有高举自己。
They never elevate themselves. They never put them in a high position.
所以问题不是出在我们的恩赐，问题是出在我们的态度，还有我们的那个内心的灵呢，要被主要完全的来医治。
So the problem is not because of anointings and giftings, it's rather because of our attitude. Inside of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，当神要把这些东西像米利安这样把一些问题暴露出来广教的时候呢，我们也要有一个正确的态度。
So, brothers and sisters, when the Lord exposes the problem, like when he exposes the problem of Mary and Aaron, we need to have this correct, insight how to face, when he tried to expose us.
我们就是来到主的面前，真的说神啊，你来改变我，我们认罪悔改，在他的面前。
So we'll come
before. 不是为了建造我们，不是为了摧毁我们。
So when we come before him, we need to admit that he's here to build us up, not to destroy us, not to condemn us.
神让我们谦卑，我们要感谢他。
We need to thank the Lord for helping us to be humble.
你知道谦卑这个词啊，其实在希腊文里面跟屈辱是同一个词。
Do you know the word humble in Greek?It's the same word as being, 屈辱，什么？ As,
嗯嗯，受屈辱，受委屈。
It's the same word as it's been,
所以英文里面呢，把它当作 humility， 那另一个词叫做 humiliation， 这两个词其实希腊文是，同一个词类。
So the word humiliation and humility is the same thing in Greek.
姐妹，当你被羞辱的时候呢，你要感谢。
So if you've been humiliated, you should be thankful.
你如果态度对的话呢，你不要感觉到你自己一种羞耻，而是来到神的跟前呢，把它变成一种谦卑。
So, if you are humiliated, bring it to the Lord and become this humbleness in you.
让神呢，就是主的宝血来洁净我。
So that the blood of the Lord will cover us and cleanse us.
我们不是要让别人看我们好或者坏，这个不重要。
We are not doing this to other people to let other people think we are good or not.
我们在神的面前呢，敞开的时候，让他真正给我们一个谦卑的心，完全的来依靠他。
So we'll come before the Lord open-heartedly so that.He can give us this humble heart.
来荣耀他。
To glorify him.
事实上呢，人要讨好别人，让别人讲好，这个就是这一章问题的根源。
So the problem of being to let other people think how good you are, that's the problem of this chapter.
那为什么米利亚和摩西要这个亚伦要来贬低摩西呢？就是他们希望把他们自己在人的面前高举起来。
Why are they trying to defile Moses? Because they want to, put themselves in a higher position than Moses.
对一个成熟的基督徒来讲，对一个人的来讲的话，就是要把这样一个对人面前看得好呢，要真正转到在神的那面，得到一个确据，得到一个平安，得到一个被神肯定的确据，这是非常重要。别人什么人都看不起我们，但是神爱我们，这是
最重要的。Turn this around, and then know that who we are in the face of the Lord, so know our position in the Lord. So,
那所以讲到这里呢，就是说我们这一章讲呢，其实就是神用两种方式在讲话，一种是清楚的讲话，一种是一目一向讲话。
So here we know that the two ways that Lord can speak to us, either through dreams and visions or to speak to us face to face.
今天我也更讲到的就是神的爱，在爱里面呢，神会不断的来这个陶造我们，来管教我们，目的是要让我们更加的诚实，更加的有爱心。
I want to focus on the point of love because only the love can mold us and shape us so that we can become mature in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你是不是觉得摩西就不用管教了，是吧？他真棒。
So, brother and sister, do you think that Moses was so good that he doesn't need any discipline at all?
你要知道，摩西呢已经被管教了80年。
But you have to know that Moses has been disciplined for 80 years.
前面的80年被管教。
So the 80 years he was being disciplined.
所以呢，你今天看到摩西这样谦卑。神这样面对们，神这么重用他，神很维护他。 啊啊，你是觉得哎呦摩西，我真想像摩西这样，但是你要知道，摩西已经被管教了80年。
So when you see that he has been, he's so humble and the Lord speaks, for him. So you may say, okay, that's great, but you have to know that he has been disciplined for 80 years prior than that.
米利安被管教了7天，摩西被管教了80年。
So Marian has been disciplined for 7 days, but Moses has been disciplined for 80 years.
你要哪一个？
Which one do you? Which one do you rather choose?
在其实我们的心里面呢，最好是一天也不要管教，那是最好。
So in our heart, we may say, "Okay, do not discipline us at all, not even a day."
那就好好的读圣经，好好的来跟随主。
And then you should carefully read your Bibles and follow the Lord.
听了神的话语就去做，谦卑自己。
When you hear his voice and do it, then do it, and then humble yourself.
另外今天我强调的一个呢，对于属灵的恩赐呢，我们不要惧怕，不要惧怕。
So,
不要因为撒旦来试探我就惧怕。No.
So second of all, I want to emphasize that do not fear the giftings of and anointings. So if the Satan trying to tempt you, but do not be afraid.
那事实上就是今天在地上呢有好多教会啊，就是说灵修呢好多先知的恩赐出来以后，灵修搞不定，搞不定以后呢，也有像摩西这个米利暗和摩西的情况一样，最后就来扼杀这种属灵的恩赐，一门一项我们都不要，我们只读圣经啊，这个呢造成很多教会的损失。
So in a lot of churches, because the rising up the giftings and anointings and things will similarly happen to Marian and Aaron, that the church start to afraid of this kind of gifting of prophecies and visions and dreams. They're trying to stop that, and it's a loss to the church.
那灵修呢，也要神也会来教导他们，也会在信心里面用作，而不是在惧怕里面，就像摩西一样。另外的章节讲到摩西呢，就是希望每一个人都像他一样，可以有属灵的恩赐。
So we need to be like Moses, that he wants each one of the Israelites to have visions and dreams to lead themselves.
今天呢，我们就讲到这里，就是说，就再次的签到。耶稣说呢，我的羊听我的声音。他们也跟着我。
So I'm gonna stop here. So this is respond to the message that Jesus said that my sheep listens to my voice and they follow me.
包括牧人用杖来责打的那个时候，也是跟着他。
So following him also including the times when he's trying to discipline us with his staff.
你知道牧人很爱他的羊，看着他手里一直拿着一个鞭子吗
？Do you know that the shepherd loved the sheep, but he always have a staff in his hand?
那这就是一个羊和牧人之间一个关系呢，就是他会一直引领他的羊。
So that's the kind of a relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. So he will always there to guide the sheep.
但是神是爱我们。
But the Lord loves us.
所以要让我们听见他的声音，要来保护我们，要来用我们。
So that he will want us to listen to his voice. He will protect us and he will use us.
也要赐给我们恩赐，让我们很有效的来服侍他，来服侍别人。
He will give us the anointing so that we can serve him and serve the people.
那我先讲到这里，让大家有些回应。我们做一个祷告。
So I will end here and will give a chance for us to respond, for people to respond, and we'll pray first.
我们天上的父亲主啊，我们再次的来到你的跟前说，你就是爱。
Our Father in heaven, once again we come before you, we say that you are love.
你在圣经里面讲过，主啊，你赐的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So in the Bible, you said that the thing that you give us.You are not going to bring us harm, but peace.
主，你也讲过，你们这些人虽然不好，而是要鱼的时候不会给蛇， 要饼的时候不会给石头，何况天上的父亲把更好的不把更好的东西给你吗？
You have also said that, you people, even though your children ask you for bread, you will not give them a stone. If they ask you for fish, you will not give them a snake. How much more the Lord is going, your Father in heaven is going to give you?
愿你把各样美好的恩赐都赐给我们的弟兄姐妹。
May you give us all sort of anointing and giftings to our brothers and sisters.
开我们的耳朵，开我们的眼睛，能够看见，能够听见。
Open our eyes and open our ears so that we can see and can understand and hear.
因为我们非常需要听见你的声音，非常需要看见你的作为。
Because we really need to see your works and we really need to hear your voice.
主啊，是的，主，你来祝福我们的弟兄姐妹，你的圣灵大大的恩膏，各样的恩赐都赐给我们。
Bless our brothers and sisters and pour down your gifting and anointings among us.
也医治我们特别在那个中国文化里面这种比较、嫉妒、竞争，让我们这些东西彻底的离开我们。
And also heal us from our culture, our Chinese culture, that we always like competing with each other with rivalries, and heal us from all these things.
主啊，去代之而来的就是互相的遮盖，互相的欣赏，啊，互彼此的配搭。
So instead, bring down this kind of covering so that we can cover each other's, we can help and protect each other's.
And appreciate each other.
Appreciate each other's.
而且在自己的恩赐里面，我们有这种信心，有这种确据，不需要去比较。
And also in our own anointings, we will have this discernment that we do not need to compare ourselves to other people.
但在我们成长的过程中犯错误的时候，我们也不需要羞耻，因为耶稣的宝血已经洁净了。
And also in the times when we were stumble, when we sin, we will not be ashamed because we know the blood of Jesus have covered us.
我们学习一个功课，爬起来继续往前走。
So we will learn our lessons. We will, even though we fall, we will stand up and continue our journey.
我们不会往后缩。
We will not look back.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你，哈利路亚，你在医治，主啊，你在建造。
Yeah.Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. You are healing us. You are building us up.
主啊，你也通过弟兄姐妹彼此的经历的分享，来我们彼此再次的来鼓励建造。
And also through the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, we'll continue to build each other up.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.